Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this and why I found out about this, because I've lived a pretty energetic lifestyle for most of my life, prided myself that I can rock the house, whether it's, you know, 2,000 people or whether it's 20,000, for as long as the day can go by. And I did it because years ago, I made a huge shift in my life, which is this dietary approach that I'm describing to you, and this lifestyle approach. And I freed myself of the fear, which took away some of the acid by itself. Right? You heard earlier I described, I was always afraid early in my life I was going to die of cancer. That'll create some nice acid for you. So what happened for me is I've gone all these years, I'm now 39 years old, just turned 39. And so as I came through this process about, I don't know, roughly probably 2 years ago, I started to get to the point where I was using much more of my mind for the energy as opposed to my body. Can anybody relate to that? And it's like, it's more mental energy and like will. Like I get on stage and crank, but it wasn't like I feel now, just like that just feels effortless. It was more like, am I gonna do one more song? Kind of like a lot of you were thinking over this weekend, right? So what happened was, I'm like, I have this mindset of, you know, I'm an Adonis and I'm humble about it. You know, I've got this energy, you know, I'm gonna kick butt, take names. And what happened for me is it started like, I was just, by the end of a program, I was wiped. But you know how things happen gradually? So you don't quite notice. It's kind of like, you know, the old metaphor, you put the frog in warm water and you turn up the water slowly, it'll boil to death. You know the old metaphor? You put in boiling water, it jumps right out. Well, most of us, our challenges come so slowly that we adjust to each stage and we don't realize what we've lost. And it's like I feel when I do the Living Health Seminar, I'm almost like trying to tell someone what a rose smells like who's never really smelled one. Because most people have never given themselves the gift of that kind of dynamic energy. They've never had it. Because no one taught them how to have that. And that's my real goal in being here. I want you to realize, I want you to experience that nothing tastes as good as fit, healthy, and vital feels. Nothing. And once you feel that, you'll get addicted to that feeling. And it will change every aspect of your life, your relationships, your finances, everything. Because here we are living in this culture where people value everything more than their body. Their money, their career, we'll do anything for our kids, right? All these other things. And what's the last thing that shows up? Our bodies. And thank God that, you know, our bodies are as strong as they are, but we deserve to have them at full tilt. So for me, as I started to say, I started to feel this little bit of loss, so I thought, okay, I know what the problem is. I'm getting toxic. I'm exerting more energy, right, on an ongoing basis than I'm building back up. And I'm not sleeping, and I'm not resting, and I'm go, 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 go the whole time, and I just need to balance out and cleanse my system. So I decided to do that. Now, I know quite a bit about a variety of sciences that have to do with how to study the blood, and there's quite a bit of research that's been done overseas. And there's a certain type of microscope in the past called a dark field microscope. Dark field microscopy, I guess is how they pronounce it. And so years ago, I had that, and it allows you to see what you don't see in a traditional blood test. It allows you to see that your blood, unlike traditional science tells you, is not sterile. It's like another universe with all these creatures moving around inside of it. And again, those of you coming to Mastery, you're going to see all of you. I'm going to do your blood for every single one of you as part of Mastery. So you're going to get to see your personal bloodstream. But what's interesting is there's a new microscope out now called an ultralight microscope that allows you to see even deeper. And what you all can also can see is things like candida or yeast in your blood, parasites. You can see everything. And it's very visual. So before I went on this cleanse, I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go look at my blood so I can see how bad it is, and also so I can feel the victory afterwards and see it clean up. Being somewhat visual, this was important to me. So I went down, I was in La Jolla, I found out about this place that did this new form of microscope work. I went down, looked at my blood, and honestly, it scared the hell out of me. Because my white blood cells were ripped open and like leaking out. They weren't moving at the pace they're supposed to move. You know, and my immune system's broken down, which probably was how I was feeling inside. I was feeling run down. And I'm thinking, God, you know, I know I eat well and that stuff, but I thought, no, I'm not. I'm going full tilt. I'm not breathing. I'm not doing the other things that are so important. And I'm exercising like a maniac on top of it, right? Because I want to be fit. And so I looked at this, and then what was interesting about it is I was also full of candida. And candida is so full. I mean, you can't turn on the commercials these days without finding more about a woman's yeast problem than you want to know. Okay? There's all these products. But men have just as much yeast as women do. They just don't, we want to go through the details. They just don't notice it as easily. We'll move right on from that one, okay? The point of the matter is, what yeast do in your bloodstream is they eat all your glucose, which is all your energy storage, right? All your sugar. So what that does is you eat and you're never satisfied. because you're not getting the nutrients. Remember, taking in nutrition doesn't mean anything. If you don't have proper digestion and assimilation, you have no nutrition. So what happens is along the way, the yeast consume it. So I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but I would find myself, I was so busy, I wouldn't eat all day long. Then about, 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, I was ready to eat a human. I was like, I mean, I gotta have something, man. I get that state where you gotta have something. How many can relate? Come on, say I. That's because your blood sugar is where? Through the floor, right? So I'd find that, and it created a lot of stress, and it created my energy being super high, and then boom, I'd hit a crash point, man, and I would crash if I didn't go do something. So all of a sudden, I look at this thing, and I can see why. It's eating it all up. And by the way, you know what yeast does once it eats all your sugar? If you don't give it enough sugar, which it demands, your cravings for sugar are the little creatures inside of you demanding it. I got a friend, some of you know, I mentioned Pete Egoscue. Pete's one of the most driven people I know. 4 a.m. up doing his workout. He was a Marine. He just never stops, right? Just full tilt. But here's this totally fit, healthy, structural guy going for it, but every day he drank beer. Because after all, he's a Marine. Right? Part of his what, guys? Do you remember? Identity, right? So I talked to Pete about it a few times. I said, I don't care. You can do whatever you want to do. But I said, it just seems incongruent. He said, no, it's not. But he craved it. When he had his blood done, he was full of yeast. The yeast were screaming for the alcohol, wanting it desperately. When he cleansed the system, he didn't want to stop drinking alcohol. He just had no desire for it whatsoever, zero.